This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Parshas Mishpatim started Veila Mishpatim. Kedua Rashi tries to bring the Chibur the Vav of Veila is Moisif to the previous Inyan. So the Medrash gives a mashal here. The mashal is mashal the matronisa, like a queen. When she's going, the zayin lefaneha v'zayin achreha, there are guards in the front and guards behind her. So too, the Torah, the Parsha Matan Torah is ki'ilu, the dinim is ki'ilu the queen. The mishpat, the beforehand, The lefaneha is the parashas mishpatim that were given in Beshalach, where it says shom som lechoyku mishpat. That's the zayin for that's the gods before it, and elam mishpatim are the gods afterwards. What exactly is the nimshal over here? Mishpatim have an element of enforcement over here. That, you know, you enforce the halachas, but it's not about enforcement. It's about dine mamonis. So you have dine mamonis afterwards, and then you have in the middle Torah, but it doesn't really have any shaychus to the enforcement. Is also true by mitzvahs essay. There's a din as kaifin ala mitzvah. So you give malchus for lois essays. It's not so specific to din amamas. So what's the mashal nimshal over here with the zayin for ner zayin achreha? Also, it says over there, some loy choyk mishpat. So it's choyk and mishpat. Chazal tell us that when it's done on Shabbos, on Parah, Kibrav, and dinim. So Torah also has a hakdama beforehand. Tachlis, Shabbos is in the Sasa Dibris, and Shabbos yeah beforehand. And you don't have Shabbos afterwards, really. The mashal of Chazal seems to be focused on Mishpatim, when Be'emes, there's a lot more than Mishpatim that they were given a preview of. In the Chazal tell us, you had other tzivuim also. So what's the yichur over here? Why Mishpatim has this mashal specifically? True that there is no dinim. None of the dinim are really afterwards. But how gufa kasha? You're telling me that the shom som loichoku mishpat is this pechina of zayin b'faneha. You don't have that by other mitzvahs. So how do you darshan over here? What's the difference? The isser over here is So going to Arkoyas is a getter of being Messiah Tavarizar. So let's understand a little bit. Ben Noach has a chiyuv for dinim. He has a chiyuv to be maimed, but the dinim. The Rambam explains that that's why Shechem was chayiv misa for what happened to Dina, because they weren't maimed din baretz. So an Umas Olam have a chiyuv to be maimed din mishpat and dayonim al pi din. So you have here a goy and umma that has dayon has shayftim. They pasken kvidin Torah. So why is it automatically miyaka shema v'rizara? Let's say they're not a v'rizara. Are you allowed to go to that course or not? Lo shemana that there's a heter for that. And so why is it associated? Why is it mimayit in the chshivas of our Yiras Shemayim of our Sheikhis to Gesprochen, and it's Mishabeh for the Zohar because of that. The one more item over here that is interesting in Rashi says that Velomis of Pashin Pashin is Beach, Loimelchoshe Tosim Sanhedrin Eitzlam Mikdash. We have an Inyan also, so Rashi's Mikdash, some say Mizbeach, there's a Smichas of the Sanhedrin to Mikdash, and that's why it segues from the parasha before that speaks of Mizbeach Adama, Eilam Mishpatim. So it's true. The Mokrim where the Sanhedrin has a din of a Besna Gadol is the Mokrim. The Kamta Valisala Mokrim, it's specific to that Mokrim. But Hogufa Shaila, so what's the chshivas that? What's the significance of that? There's the din is b'chol sharecha. The halacha of mishpat is everywhere. Adrabba, we're supposed to be marbe b'tedinim in different places, so that there's mishpat everywhere. Every shevet has a bezdin, and every city and every place should have a bezdin. It's one of the things that the Rambam writes is one of the yonim in a city that should be there in order for a person to live there, because you need to be maimed the din al tila, it's pashat. So let's talk a little bit about this, the inyan over here, the kesher between the world of mishpat and the world of, we'll call it din, the world of Torah, and so on. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that im ein Torah derech Eretz, im ein derech Eretz ein Torah. That's very famous Mishnah, and it's part of a series. There's no Chachma, there's Labina, Labina is a Chachma, and all of these are a conundrum. In other words, the Mishnah tells us all sorts of inyanim that are toli ha-beha, and the Mishnah tells you that one without the other can't be. So if there's no Torah, there's no Recher, there's no Torah, there's no Torah. So the question is, the obvious question is, so how in the world do you start the process? So for Gittav Yerubayim Ke'echad, we have Exeris HaKosef, that's the way it has to be. What's the pshat over here? You're telling me that one without the other is indispensable, and then the question is, how do you get both together? Obviously, everyone who says Pshat the Mishnah says Pshat. This is the question that's obviously the problem. So many say similarly. Rabbeinu Yoina is the one who I think says it most open. He says like this: we're obviously talking about two different dargis of derech eretz. He says there's a derech eretz that's an absolute necessity for Talmud Torah. L'mashal, like it says in Chazal, you're not allowed to teach a Talmud that's eino hagun. You're not allowed to teach Torah. So obviously, you have to have some level of hagginus in order to teach Torah. On the other hand, once the person learns, you assume the Moshe Behen will be Machzal Mutav, you assume there's going to be a great improvement. As if a person is Leimit Shalom Asasis, it's terrible. Obviously, it has to be part of it. So how do we understand? So he just says it. He says there's a level of derech eretz that's a necessity for this, and then there is what you learn more from Torah, that's Me'er Yoinayim, and so on. A little bit unclear in Rabbeinu Yoina what it is. He shells it to Nase v'Nishma. It's like the Nase that we do, we say before the Nishma. So I'd like a little bit to be Masberit. Chazal say that derech eretz was Kodma L'Torah, or Kodma L'Etzchaim is the Lashon, the way it's, which is K'Torah. So there's a Musig of Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. So let's understand what that Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah is, what it accomplishes, and so on. There's, because the world came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. So the world that's created is a world that has in itself natural hanhagas that are the appropriate hanhagas with which the world can function. So the mashal, at a very basic level, Chazal say if Torah wouldn't be given, we could learn tznius from a chatul and all sorts of different things for different animals. So that means the bria itself, being that it's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch, it's not a reflection, it's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, will have baked into it certain elements that are kiritzayne. L'mashal, when we try to build a society where Isha Yasha Bein of Yase doesn't work, and just a question of time till it collapses and everybody destroys everybody else. That is what happens when there is less din less dayan. So in the physical world, like tznius from chasula and so on, and also a little more so in the very, very mahalach habriya, in a mahalach habriya which works, which functions, stealing can't be mutter, ritzicha can't be mutter, someone needs to enforce things, people need to chip in together to do common good. There are many, many elements of toiv that are baked into the natural process of the world. So derech eretz kan Torah says chof of dairis. It's 26 dairis before Matan Torah, it was a mahalach of derech eretz, which means any hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with a hakara of the bria. So Avram Avinu, who kept Kol HaTorah Kula, where did he get it from? He got it from being mistaken in the bria. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistaken by Sover Alma, then we can be mistaken by Alma and come to a Raisa. It's reversing the process. So that's called Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means in sync with the way the world functions. The world functions well. A society that's good and just and kind runs well. It functions well. So if a person looks at the world around and is able to see with an unbiased eye, is not shaku and his taivis and personal with sinus, which is what upsets the apple cart. He looks around and he sees different inyanim that are right. That is Avraham Avinu's mahalach, and that's how he's omer everything. If a person doesn't have that, there's no place for Torah to be chal. If a person is a kli kibul for Torah, and if the kli kibul, if there's no kli kibul, if there's no makom for Torah to go in, it's not going to go in. So person's kol kuloi taiva, kol kuloi chemda, kol kuloi midas rois, then where's Torah chal? Torah means, for Torah to be chal, it means that it will snap into a tchunas hanefesh that you have. You're a mevakesh toiv, a mevakesh emes, mevakesh chochma, mevakesh chesed. So Torah comes and gives itself as the guide for that, as a realization of that. So I'm a mevakesh chochma. Torah comes along and says, here I am. Here you have the chochma. A person's mevakesh toiv, and the Torah comes along, tchilasi chesed, sefer chesed, here is toiv that to be mevakesh. So I have where to be mekabelet. But if I have zero in my nefesh, no avas chochma, no avas chesed, no avas mishpat, nothing. So what's Torah doing for me? That was Esav's cheshbon. Esav said, what use is it? He said it well. If there's no makom in the nefesh for it, there's no use for it. So derech eretz kadmon Torah means it's the roadway to bring you to Torah. So it means as follows. I pick up natural toiv from the bria around me. Obviously, there's some sort of pneumistic chush for it, but the place where I pick up what toiv is from the world around, and I get the toiv, and then Torah has a makom to be chal. That is the Zion lefaneha, the God that comes in front of the queen, the king. Their job is to clear out a place so that the king can come there. If there's no road, if it's dangerous, if there are people that can attack it, it doesn't come go. It doesn't. You can't travel there. So that guard goes in front of it to be miyasha the road for it. That is the Zion lefaneha. Now let's go back to the dugme bayas. When Torah is given, so now we have a whole different tfisa, the same toiv. The tfisa is menakotza lakotza, from where it's coming and where it's going to. So a person who is a person who's not a believer, who has no shaykhus to Torah, who doesn't see any giluyim. So he asks himself, what is the world about? He doesn't have an answer for that, but he has an answer, what's a good way for the world to function? So and let's say the person Taki sees straight, he's going to be oimid on the nyanim of Torah to some degree, with the perspective that this is derech eretz. This is this is the road in the world. I'll give a dogma. When you're traveling from place to place, so there are natural roads in the sense around the mountain, in the land down at the bottom, through a small opening. When I'm looking for a road to travel on, I look and see what does the land support. What's the easiest way to build a road in this area? That's if what's dictating the road is the area. So the world itself has derech eretz, and that derech eretz is kadmon Torah. That's called derech eitz chaim. Once I have Torah, then it goes to a much deeper place. That means there's Ratzon Hashem, and whatever I see in the world, toiv, whatever I deheres toiv, is an expression of that Ratzon Hashem. It's an expression of that Ratzon Hashem. So what is the total Ratzon Hashem? There's a lot more that I could be oimid on if I look at it from that perspective. So, Lemashal, it used to be people notice things about the world. They notice that you know, this is the way something, these are the problems boats have in the ocean, this is when the moon comes around, this is when there's an eclipse. But they were facts. That this is the Metzius, and I could describe the Metzius. But if I understand where the Metzius is coming from, then I can understand so much more, even that which is not in front of me. So once I have a gili of Torah, I understand things that are much, that go beyond, way beyond what appears on the surface. It may not appear at all in the world, but it's coming from the same place. So the first perspective of Derech Eretz is factual. We've tried and tested different societies. This works. And this works well, or versus the whole world is Ritzoni Yisparach, and therefore whatever is Ritzoni Yisparach is automatically going to have to is going to have to work. Let's go back to the mushla minute of the Zion. when a king is coming to a town, so the people preparing for the king need to make the town, need to set up things so that people are mekabel the king. You need to present the king in a way where people are mekabel as malchus. It means clearing out the road, means building a big stage, and making ginune malchus, all sorts of inyanim that are relevant to it. Once the king is there, now the king is geizer, gzeiris, and the zin le'achrav is telling me what the king wants. It's a whole different sheirish for what is being placed on us. Until this point, it was a natural sense of wanting a malchus, and whoever is preparing the place is preparing a place that would want a malchus, and that could be mekabel malchus. And the Zion Achrov, the one that's following the Melech and saying this is what the Melech wants, he's coming b'koyach gzeres Melech, because once there's a Melech there's a mitzias of malchus and a gzer of malchus, and that's what these dinim are about. So Chazal are telling us that im ein, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda means, im ein der heretz in Torah is the minimal level of der heretz, the type of der heretz that is inherent in the Bria and is and it's attainable without Torah. That's the hechatimtza for Torah. That's the derech eretz. But once you have Torah, you now understand where it's coming from. You don't just say, well, when people are kind, then somehow the economy functions better. You understand that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Chesed, and the Bria is Ritzon Yisbarach, so Chesed must be, Avas Chesed must be a core of the Bria. That's what comes afterwards. That's the im ein Torah in der Heretz means the real realization of der Heretz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's Torah is meir inayim to really understand what it's about, and this is what happens. Let's take a look a minute in the differences in the psukim. Over there it says sham sum loy choyko mishpat. Kadosh Baruch Hu lay down choyko mishpat. The word lifnehem is a mishpatim. Shamsam means this is it. The derech eretz that comes from the world is always this is it. It's a metzias. People cooperating with each other are able to accomplish more than each person on his own. Why? There's no why to it. I'm looking for the metzias. Where is the quickest road? If it goes around the mountain, if it goes through this narrow opening, that's a metzias. Derech eretz means I look at the world and I find the road that passes through it. That's sham samloi, without lifnehem. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, don't place down in front of them. You have to give them lifnehem means like a shulchan aruch, where the person begins to understand the timing and so on. The understanding of timim means its association to Ribbono Shel Olam. This halacha reflects a certain emes pnimis. It reflects something of Ritzon Yisbarach. The tam always means I'm associating something with something that preceded it. So Derech Eretz looks at what is. Ashatasim lefnehem. The mishpatim that comes after Torah is something that comes as a hemshech, and therefore, by understanding what if the Torah wants kedusha, if the Torah wants mishpat, if the Torah wants emes, all of these in yonim will reflect itself. The richuk of sheker is totally by understanding how central the mid of emes is to bear olam. So we understand how strongly the archaka from Sheker is. All of the inyanim in Mishpatim, the tasim lifneya means by understanding the Sheirish Adava, you understand the Hemshah. So the world of Mishpatim, which are dinim that pertain to the exterior world, to the world of goods, of food, money, kinyanim, people. That's what those, it's as opposed to the halachas of Isavei Heta, Yerdeya, which are clearly not, they're not on the surface part and parcel of this world, whereas Mishpat is. So Mishpat serves two functions. It, in Madura Kama, Mishpat is derech eretz kadma l'teira, that the hanhagis toivois, the musios that are part of what anyone in tune with the emes of the world, with the simple emes of the world, comes up with. That's a hechsha, a hanhaga for Torah, and those that come from after, and then there is, once a person has Torah, he has a new ha'ara, in understanding where everything comes from. And all those, and now he understands all of Mishpatim, much greater length, much bigger, much more ramifications. He understands it with through Torah, and b'meila it's a whole new Mishpatim. That's the lefaneh and that's the achreha. It's the reason why over here it had to be given. It's the reason why the Sanhedrin is placed next to the Mishpat, next to the Mikdash or Mizbeach, depending on the Gersa, because that's exactly, we're supposed to hear Dinim, our Dinim, as coming from the Beis HaMikdash, from Mizbeach. This Be'etzim is the reason why there's such a Yisrael course. And we ask the Shaila, Rashi says we give cover to your awesome. And we asked what happened. First of all, it's Zayim Yisrael Noach. They're mechuyev to do it. And what are you doing in a society that doesn't believe in anything, but they're doing mishpat on a nice way? Is there anything wrong with it? The answer is, at best, not lav dafka avodah zaris. Umas ha'olam are not shayach to the Shem Havayah. They're shayach to Elohim. They're shayach to the world as it is. Elohim is Ateva. They're shayach to the world as it is. So when a shayfit of Umas HaOlam paskins, I'm talking about a shayfit that doesn't have a Avodah Zarah, and a shayfit where the halachas are paskined in accordance with what the Torah wants. What else can you want? So you know, he's not a heed, but. He's not worshiping Avodah Zarah, and he's not paskening kefi any other system. He's paskening like the Torah, like Shulchan Aruch. But the answer, but the difference is, what does that shayfet? What's the basis for that shayfet's mishpat? What does it mean? What is it all about? The answer is, for society to function, we need to have a structure. We need to feel what's a naturally fair structure, a buyer, a seller, a suspect, all of those in Yanim, we can have a feel for what the Bria is. And B'meila, what I'm doing is, I am making the Bria a more pleasant place to live in, a more viable place to live in. That's wonderful for a guy. A Yid understands Mishpat as a realization of Ratzon Hashem, even in the outermost klipa, the outermost layer of the world. Adarabah, the reason why it's such a good way, why the world functions so well, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, and the world will obviously come out. So if I have a deeper understanding of Ritzoinai, I have a deeper understanding of the world. And anytime I do Mishpat in the world, I'm putting everything back in its place. The Gemara says, by Yisrael, it says that Me'aboyka de'erev, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting with Boyka de'erev, so Chazal say, a dying that's done din emes lamitoi, is like Nasa Shut of Bria Soila. What's it's a wonderful thing to be done at Din Lamitoi. What's it got to do with Pirshon Varas? Yeah, it says Erev Ad Boiker. So it's the answer is a goyish dayan can be done only at Din Emes, meaning using the facts on the ground. And what he's doing is he's saying this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down, the world that we have in front of us, this is its appropriate arrangement. That's as far as Umazam can go. Dan din emes lamitoi, the Goyen says, means I stell to the emes of the world, to the emes of Torah, to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I'm trying to do is take the facts, be oimer on the facts, and align it to the deeper emes of Torah. Then he stands at the moment of the shutfis of Brias Olam. Brias Olam is the nekuda where the panimis tikkurat HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the overt mitzias that we have in front of us, and that's a makom of chibur. It's the vav ve'ela that's mechaber the two. It's that vav is very similar to the vav in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The hay and the two hays are seen as being al yonim et achtonim, and the vav is the chibur. That's where this person is. He's standing by the vav of Eilam Mishpatim. He's being mechaber the world. So he's doing a lot more than just making the world a decent place to live in. He's making the world a place where Elokus is expressed in the reality of this world. That's the reason why you're not allowed to go to the Umasailam, because you're taking Mishpat away from where it should be and bringing it back to its primitive form, which is Shayat Umasailam. I want to take a look a minute at the Rambam. We'll see a minute the way the Rambam says it. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis speaks about Midas, and Bechlal, it's the whole Hilchas Deis is built around those items that we consider be'etzem shayach to this world, items of Midas Tavis, which are not specific, they're not specific on Haggis of mitzvahs, but they're the hanhagas within a context of this world. So in Perek V, so he goes three prakim. Perek V, he goes through a whole perek, which deals with mamish derech eretz in its most basic sense, meaning the right way for a person to conduct himself physically so that he's healthy. The body is first. A person who's sick cannot understand anything. His mind is fogged. He's not functioning. It doesn't go. So the Rambam says our kedama to Perek Dalet is. And if I were to teach it in the words that we're using now, is this is derech eretz kadma l'Torah. Since if I want to be mekabel Torah on a personal level, I want to be able to Torah should settle in, I have to give it kelim, a brain and a mind that's busy, preoccupied, not well, is not going to be able to mekabel Torah. And b'meila, a person has all these anhagas, and he goes through very matter-of-fact physical anhagas, v'rachila beika, and chila and shtia, and working his guf, and so on. That's a whole perek, about that. Then, perek hamishi, kishem shechochem nikar. And by the way, the last thing, just to reinforce something we said, So he gives all the hanhagas of eating and drinking and working up a sweat. B'chul v'chul. Chaf Gimel, which is the last halacha. Kol ir she'em basar dvorim ha'elu, ein tamil chacham she'elon v'seichen. A tamil chacham is not allowed to live in a place that doesn't have the following institutions. Roife umen beis ha'merchetz, meaning you need to have also, every person doesn't feel well at times, needs this, needs that, and you have to have all these things. And the last one is ubezdin makim v'choyfshim, and a bezdin that enforces laws. So it almost rings with the inyan of the Zion lefnehot, the armed guards in front. In other words, you need to have, this is a basic for having Torah. There's no way you could have Torah without this. Then, Perek Hamishi. Kishem shachacham nika b'chachmasa b'dei oisa, v'mul Hashem. A chacham is recognized by his deis and his chachma, which is superior to everyone. So the first measure of a chacham is obviously, am I a chacham? Kach tzor shia nika b'maisov, b'macholoi, mashkeyu, b'losei srochob, dibura, v'lucho, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam is in a sense, if you're listening, the Rambam is repeating Perek Dalet with the way they say it, with the Tam Elyon. Achila and Shti and Hanhagas Ha'olam have a very strong shayach to Torah. Step one is Hachanif HaTorah, which needs to prepare the guf in a way that it's able to handle Torah. And it includes even a best in Makom Chayishim. That's all part of what's required. These are prerequisites. Then there's Chachma. Now, so a Chacham, besides the Chachma that he has in his head, now has a Madur Basra of Achila and Shti and Bila and all these in Yanim. His Madur Basra is that it's Nikr. They should be, all these mice that we're talking about should be alatzada yoisa type. Ketzat talmud chacham lo yigargaro. He shouldn't be a glutton. Ala oichel meicher alav esgufa eats macholim that are worth for his guf. Loichem anachil legasav leirosh falchati. On and on and on. So the Rambam here is saying that he's now going through all these anhagas, that these anhagas are anhagas of a poil yoitze of his chachma, shtias yayin, ishtoi, and all these things. And then he says, and it's interesting, he says, goes through all hanhagas choil, not mitzvah, when he talks to people, how he talks, and the Rambam goes in order from Pnimius to further out. Achille Shtia, Ishus, Dibur. Then he says, Halicha, Lo Yelech Talmud Chacham Mekadosh Gufa. So Halicha is even the way in which a Talmud Chacham walks is an expression of what he's carrying. Person who is carrying Torah, then he's not going to go to Kama Skufa. He walks in a certain way that's humble, that expresses the chachma he's carrying. Then the malbushim, then his general economy, how he runs his household, and so on, and masumat. So the Rambam is going through this exactly the way the Seder Advar. The Rambam says, Derech Eretz, which Hilchas Deis deals with that. The arena of Hilchas Deis is the world around, and he deals with it in the oifin of Chana and Toitzah. One is in Yoni Derech Eretz as a Chanafetar. One is a inyan of what comes out of it. So we have like this. Torah was given in an oifin where it's the Torah is something which has to be mislabish in this world. the relationship of Teir and Derech Eretz is not just a mikdash relationship, it's a relationship that speaks as to the matter of Teir. Teir is given this world. In order for Teir to be shayach to this world, it has to be something which A, fits in this world, it has a place to land and to rest. That's Derech Eretz Kadma LaTeir. 26 Teiras, it says, the Cheshbon of Tumat and Teir, 26 Teiras, Kadma Teir. 26 is the Gematria of Havaya. It means that the until that point was a Lakim, was Teva, was all we had was the perception of Derech Eretz. There's a world, and some ways of living seem to be a lot more successful than some other ways. That was Derech Eretz Kadma LaTeir. The others belonged to that world, and everything that they learned was from within that world. And their Aveda was an Aveda to make a world good enough, a physical body good enough to be able to contain a neshama. That was the Aveda to others. Klal Yisrael as a Klal got it in terms of Sham Sam Lechoyku Mishpat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mishpat. There's a big difference. We asked about the difference why they also got Chayk in advance. The Chayk they got in advance, the Dinim they were told before, didn't accomplish anything on their own, especially. They were Akdama for whatever reason. The Derech Eretz, the Mishpat part, is a Hakdama for Teir. That's why it has a Yichud of the Zin Lefaneha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mishpat over there because that would be the Hakdama. That would be Miyasha Klal Yisrael to give them the Midas needed to Mekabel Teir. That was the first step. Once we had a Mahalach, once we had a Guf, a community that was worthy of Teir, Teir was given. Now that Teir is given, it's not only Negea, Paraduma. It's not only the Ge'at Tfilin, which we Alderach Pashas could not have learned from the Bria and so on. We have to go back and redo in Yoni Derech Eretz, not as Derech Eretz, but as Ratzon Hashem. The little bit that we had B'Teiras Derech Eretz, now we have to understand it that it's coming from there. The Sanhedrin sits next to the Mikdash there, because these halachas now, the Ve'elam Mishpatim, are going to draw from there. And it's going to express itself. It's a new world of Chayshi Mishpat coming from Sinai. Rashi says it, Kimin HaShemayim Dibarti, it's Rashi then V'Yisroi. So in the Pasuk here it says, Min HaShemayim Dibarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from Shemayim. The meaning of Hashemayim Bati means it has nothing to do with Eretz. It's like somebody calls in a different country and tells me what's going on in that country. It's nice to know the news of New Zealand, but it's no sheiches to me. It's New Zealand. So when Hashemayim Dibarti means we listened in to what's doing in Shemayim. Because of Echraimeh, Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu landed on Sinai. The Torah was given mitoich Sinai. This is the life of a person in this world. That's a stira. The third pasuk comes in as machria. Min hashemayim ishmi'aches koiloi liyasreka, v'al ha'aretz harachas isha gdoilo, dovach hirkin hashemayim ushmi'a shemayim, v'itzina lahar. He lowered shemayim and laid them out on the har. What it means is Shemayim became a layer on top of Eretz. Eretz itself is one layer of a bigger whole. So the inyanim that we heard min Hashemayim are min Hashemayim, but they find their place within the Eretz. That's the chibur of the two. I guess in terms of a lamaisa, the Rambam is the Rambam and his Prakim over here bring it out so strongly. A person who's not, there is a makom to teach and to learn to mechayev ourselves elementary hanhagas of derech eretz in order to be kabel Torah. Someone's a per adam, has no shaykhis to menschlichkeit. Torah is not going to land, and chas v'shalom could become some of us also. So there's a language of telling a person to be a person, and that's very true, and it's prerequisite. What exactly is gedav tamchen hagun? But al kapanim, there are basic elements of toiv that without that Torah is wasted or worse chas v'shalom. But once a person becomes a talmud chacham, if there's no hecker, so yes, taking food that doesn't belong to me is bad. Taking some without asking permission is bad. And that's elementary. If a person doesn't have that sensitivity, the question is, where's Torah going to come in? But a person that has that sensitivity, so now he's standing in front of, I don't know, a smorgasbord, and he's gorging himself. And he paid for it. He was invited. It's everything up in the Musa Olam is okay. But I don't understand something. A new world of the Eretz didn't open up to you. Where is the Ve'ela Mishpatim that emanates from Sinai? You're right. There's a certain basic Sevan Haggis that's a prerequisite. But it comes back a second time as the Zin Lachrav, as the one that is following. What does eating look like? Eating and drinking look like once I'm a chacham. The heker of chachma, klal gadol, is if there's something laying on something else, it leaves a mark, an indentation, something. I feel a weight. There has to be some sense that there's chachma on my shoulders, and it has to express itself. And ultimately, down to the lowest part of the person, hidlucha should be different. Asakov should be different. Everything, being a ben Torah is mechayev a person, a whole new set of anhagis. And it's not just so that people think that you're nice because you're chacham. It has nothing to do with the Kiddush Hashem aspect or the Ma'abriyas Omer's aspect. It has to do with yourself. Torah is a Kaddish Baruch who took Al Yoinim and was marking on Tachtoinim. He layered it one on top of the other. The Simon Hecker of a person who has that Pnimius is that it permeates the Chitzonius also. The person's Hanhaga is different. It has nothing to do with Ma'abriyas Omer Salav. This parak over here is that it's something which is the person is nicker. It's a simen heker on the person that he has chachma. So the world of mishpatim, the world of mundane activities, comes in two maduras. We need a level of achana for Torah that the person has. Elementary nyanim of menschlichkeit, goodness, and so on. And a person, as much as a person is zeicha to Torah, there's an avoida now to be mamshechit to the next mishpatim, to the lifneihem. If it means you know the tamadav and it comes from you. No one is telling you exactly. These halachas are much harder. No one is telling you exactly. But a person, if a person is a chacham, if the nyanim of mishpatim were things that taka lifnehem, that the person there has and understands what's right, what's good, and what's so, and so forth, then it's nevea to the outside world, and it affects every single thing he does, from his eating and drinking, through his maisim, through his halicha, through every facet of his mundane life, has in itself the imprint of the chachma that's on the person. Shabbos.